I've got a word that comes in my heart, and I thought, God, again, I made a promise for God that I'm here in for one reason, because He called me to be here, and you have He has a word for the church I don't have. But every week, for me, there is a goal to hear what God wants to say for the church. I like it or not, we don't eat only desserts and sweets. We eat broccolis, we eat vegetables, maybe some things that you don't like that much, but it's very healthy for you. So today I will speak from the Gospel of Matthew. We've got a small prayer group that we gather every Wednesday. And already twice there was questions that came for us. And I believe that God wants to speak to all of us. Matthew 25:13. Let's read. Jesus is teaching about, speaking about the kingdom of God. What is it? How it looks like? And from the verse 13 it says, therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. At the verse 6, at the from the verse 1, at that time the kingdom of heaven will be like the virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry rang out, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out. No, they replied, they may not be enough for both of us and both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. There is some scripture places that that brings me lots of questions into my mind. And we can't pick up only the scripture verses that sounds good and feel good. You hear it and you feel good. You have a kingdom of God. And doesn't matter how you live, because the grace covers everything. You are safe. You are safe. Sleep well. Did you hear it? But it's very popular nowadays, these sermons. And I don't like it. The latest, I understood that there is some truth. Apostle Paul speaks and Jesus speaks. That Christ cries out. And I just mentioned them, few of the things that you need to pay attention. First, I will mention four things. First thing, all 10 girls, virgins, were waiting for Jesus to come. They were waiting. All 10 of them were in a church. All 10 probably were serving, and all 10 looked the same. They all waited. It wasn't like five was waiting, husband or wife that God may bring, or their new car. They were speaking about Jesus, about his coming back. They read the Bible, they listen to sermons, they were reading the books, stories about Jesus. All 10 in their home groups or somewhere, they were speaking about Jesus. They were reading the books. They knew the scriptures from memory. They were fervent. Every Sunday they were in a church. And it's not bad. I didn't say that it's good. I didn't say that it's bad. But what I want to show you, they all looked like Christians that walk with God till the time. They all looked the same until the time. The other scripture says that the good plants and weeds grow together until the day, and they look the same, but they were different. They were different. Listen to this. Some of them, they had oil, and others didn't have. Don't be foolish. Only coming to the church and listening to the sermons, participating in worship. When I first came to the church, I liked the music, I liked the worship, and I liked listening to music at home, but only attending the church, listening to Christian music and sermons, doesn't make you God's child and doesn't fill the oil, doesn't fill you with oil. The same if you are in a garage, you are not becoming a car, copying some things. When we come together, we copy each other. My life was slightly different because my journey didn't start from the church. The God came to me at home. But it's so dangerous. Sometimes people come to the church, they like music, they like everything, and they start to copy. They start to copy Vilma's prayers, other things. But it's not them. If you know the Bible, doesn't mean that everything is all right. Only attending the church or attending the meetings, Christian meetings, it's good thing, but it's not thing that will guarantee doesn't protect you and secure. You can believe or not in this, it's up to you, but I believe that now is the time on earth, when it starts to dissolve between the wise and the foolish, when there is start seeing difference, those who attend the church and those who are the church. As long as we live, as we walk on this earth, we get a chance to repent and to come back to the source. It's not time to play Christianity. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. Maybe you're charismatic or Baptist. Only listening to sermons on Sunday didn't save you, won't save your life, your soul. So don't be foolish. I'm calling the church. I believe that God is calling the church now to sort out the things. Now is the time of grace. It says, suddenly in the midnight. Who expects anything in the midnight? You lock the door and you don't expect anything to happen. So it shows that the coming of Jesus will happen suddenly when you don't expect it. It says as it in time of Noah, the people were marrying and doing other things, and suddenly the time came to come into the boat. And suddenly, in the time where you are, the God can come, and it would be the end. And if we are standing there naked, we standing naked. If we standing saved and protected, we are protected. God is gracious for the human. You probably will answer me here as you're sitting here. How many times from the God's grace, by the God's grace, you had in your life times when it's something become sudden? Sometimes we fell asleep in our lives. When we sleep, we don't understand that we sleep until we wake up. And then we know that we were sleeping. And in my life, there was a few times that it was sudden. And then I said, Jesus, forgive me. The things that happen in my life, there was a times and moments when I found myself as this foolish girl with an empty vessel with no oil. And when I needed the light, what the oil does when you put it in a lamp, it brings light. And you know what to do when a storm comes, when the situation comes, when some things happen, when serious things comes into your life, when there is no preparation and there is nowhere to run away. Suddenly you know or you don't know. Before I was asking, why some people break in a time of trial. Some people become better, and some people become same or even worse, and the other people become more, better, wiser. and stronger. If you put the oil into your lamp, then one day you become strong as a Goliath. And I understood that the God is not leading me into that way. The more hardships I have, the more I feel weaker. But on the other hand, I know more and more the one that knows everything, and I can lean on him, and the peace that comes from him, I become stronger and bold and more dependent on him, on his faithfulness. And when those sudden times come, where do you run to? Where do you go for the advice? To whom you call? Or you call Jesus, Jesus, what happening now? Or Vilma, tell me what happening in my life. I can't give this oil for you. I can show you the direction where to get this oil. And when this time comes, yes, they were walking, but it was too late. Every day we need to fill up our vessels with the oil. And when that sudden time comes, we found we ask God and he shows us, he tells us what to do. But if we're running to the people, pastors, asking for advice, it's no time for that. We don't know when this will be the last days come. We don't know. Maybe the Jesus is coming back now. It's possible. But if it's not our bridegroom's return, could be any time. Like few months ago, I had a great time with my husband. I was sleeping till late. I made the tea. Sunshine, and the life was so good, and it was so great to live. And suddenly, pain in my left side. And in a few hours, I found myself in a hospital. In a hospital. Suddenly, it could be worse. And this suddenly doesn't care about your age, your health. And why we call them foolish? Because they were really foolish. They weren't preparing, they weren't watching, they were only superficial. They didn't have the real meaning. I believe that the God is calling the church to understand. The same as Mantis was sharing today, that some church renounced Christ together with the pastor, renounced Christ as their Savior, as their God, and they parted, separated themselves from Christianity. And some of people believe that after this sudden, after the death, you still will have a chance to choose. There will be no time. Now is the time. When the sudden things happen, there is a judgment. And I believe that the God's Spirit is calling the church. Now is the time of grace. What is the oil? Now the second point. What is the oil? The oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the fourth as at the end Jesus said to those who were late and they were knocking the door, Jesus said, I don't know you, who you are. What does it tell? What does it speak about? What is Christianity? What is Christianity? It's a life, a relationship with God. It was in the book of Genesis. It started with Adam and Eve, and it was with apostles. Sitting in a church doesn't make you Christians. Children who grew up in a church with a Christian parents. This is your parents' God, but one day you will need to choose God yourself, and this sudden thing can happen anytime. Today, when I was coming to the church, I had an urgent feeling to I know that the God is calling the church. Today we were coming to the church, and I thought, does my children know Christ? They were walking, they were faithful, but do they know Christ? Are they in a list of the wise virgins? I don't know. And I should question it. When we speak about God, we think everything is okay. If you listen to the sermons, you can speak in a Christian topics. But at the same time, you could be lost. And it's dangerous. It's so many scriptures, places that says about it. And you could say, it's okay, God is good. God is gracious. So why he didn't allow those girls, foolish girls, to come in? I run, I get the oil for you. Why you don't let me in? If we have an outer appearance, doesn't make us to have a inner things. The relationship with God is important. And it has the depth. For example, when I listen to Neringa, I know that she has a relationship with God, because she's got a life with God. How I know it? From the examples. If I meet you at the end of the week, and I will ask, how are you? Tell me something about God. and you will start only the quote the scriptures. It's not about that. I want to hear what God spoke to you yesterday, how God was leading Monday or Tuesday, was leading you, and you don't have as examples for me. I will tell, this is just the outer things, and it's no guarantee. You can ask me what you were doing with what I was doing with my husband yesterday, the day before yesterday. Yesterday, I can tell you, I don't need the books. Yesterday, we were driving the bikes. When you speak about God, when you speak, ask me about God, I can tell what I experience with Him yesterday, or any day, and it's real. I met the people that could know the scripture from the memory, and I was feeling foolish in their eyes. I'm the pastor. And I was amazed how they know the Bible and can quote anything from memory with the details. But the same people, when I ask what God speaks to you personally, what He does in your life, tell me about it. Their answer usually is what? Does He speak? Somehow strange for you, He speaks, and for others not. So there is a moment when I stopped saying that God speaks to me, because I thought it's something wrong. But it's all good. And then I understood that it's good. He speaks to you. If you have a goal to know God personally, to know Himself, our goal is not just to be saved. Salvation is to start a relationship with God. God had this relationship with the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Some five virgins, they had a relationship with God. They were hearing Him through the Holy Spirit. And the other five didn't. And this is the main difference. When we talk about them filling up the oil, how we do it. So how we get the oil. For example, olive oil or sunflower oil. You have the olives and you want to make a pancakes. You want to fry the pancakes. And how you do it, you have the oil in those olives, but to make the oil, what you need to crush them. You need to crush them. You need to crush the olives, or you need to crush them. Sunflower seeds, and sometimes the real Christians look like this without crushing and pressure. There is no real oil. So what the God is pressing in us, He's pressing the fleshly nature. Every time when you choose to follow God, what happened? Naringa with new wanted this kebab. I wanted coffee the other day. And then you said this kebab is for him. So you said, so what? Naringa, you are foolish. So what about you? So what, God wants you to stay hungry? So God is not looking after you? Is there more people in London richer than you that they have many kebabs and could feed the people? But every time you know what to do, you know where to go, because you have a relationship with God, and the fleshly nature always will scream different. So we need to crucify it. We need to crucify every day. Walking with the Holy Spirit is to crucifying fleshly nature. And it's not easy. Those who walk in this, they will say amen. Those who doesn't walk in this, you won't say amen. Maybe you hear, you read books about it. When Della was sharing today that she's got a calling in the politics. God is calling her and she's got a testimony. And I know that she's walking like a lamb into this, because she doesn't know what to expect. I remember when the God was calling me to preach. I wanted to sing. I wanted to become a singer. And the God said, "No, you won't sing because you've got a different calling. You will speak." And I didn't like speaking. I was scared to speak. It always was hard for me to speak. I was losing my words. But when it, and then God is calling to take the microphone and you will speak. I know what does it mean to go on the cross when you feel small. And I said, God, I don't know the Bible even. I'm a woman and I'm blonde. And I had many excuses because the fleshly nature was against. And each time in the beginning, when I was coming, I always was scared. And I said, one more worship song. When I was coming to the platform, I didn't feel my feet, and it wasn't Holy Spirit, it was fear. And I was waiting till God will remove me from this calling. And then I learned how to walk by faith. Listen to this. Walking with God is a constant pressure of oil. And then you can fill up your lamp and it will shine in the darkness. It will light in the darkness. And now is the time when the light and the darkness will be dissolved in the church. And those who weren't walking in the light, there is a time, repent and follow the God. Take His hand, follow where the Holy Spirit is leading you. Don't make a compromises. Don't make excuses that the Holy Spirit doesn't speak something to you. There is things that are in the Bible. Those girls, virgins, look the same. They were living. Some of them were living from the trust of God, the others not. Today is the time. Get back to the basics. You met the Christ and it was real meeting, encounter, but then you got foolish and started to live only on the surface. Come in deeper. We should walk in the depth, in the deeper. No one sees your tears and the price that you pay. Be faithful. God sees everything. If you do it in faith, one day it will be brought up for everyone to see. I'm the person I like to help others, to do something for others, and I did it for my kids. It's not very wise. It clearly says that what I have, it's only what you have for yourself and what you can give to others, what you can do to others. The journey is others. You can't walk your journey for your children. And even you could do anything for your children, but they need to choose. They need to walk their journey. And the same for each other, for others. You could give your heart, but you need the heart for yourself. We need to live that life for ourselves. Don't be on the surface only and thinking that everything is all right. Not everything is all right if today you're doing something that you shouldn't do. If you are somewhere, listen to something that you shouldn't listen. Come back to the run, to the journey that you parted from, and start anew. Come back to the Christ feet. Listen to His voice. And it's not easy to live with God. There is a pressure, but it's interesting. There will be pressure all the time. but then you get used to that, and you know that you ask what is next, because you know that after that pressure there will be oil, there will be glory to God, same as the giving birth to the child. There is a pain, but after the pain you have a joy of newborn baby. The same with God. There will be glory and God's glory and grace for the people. Be connected to His heart as a small child. Start learning to walk with Him. If you never tried it before, if you never did it before, start with that. Come back to the source. And those who never met the Christ, maybe you hear about it, but you never ever met Christ. You don't have a relationship with Him. If you hear me, I believe that the God Spirit is calling you to repentance. Jesus, I don't want to just hear about you. I want to know you. I'm the sinner, just right where you are. Pray with me. I'm the sinner. Jesus, I've heard about you. But I understand now that I don't know you. I never met you. I want to know you. I want to meet you today. I come to you as the one that sinned against you. I live that with my heart, with my thoughts. I sinned against you. Forgive me. Accept me with your grace. I've heard that you are the gracious one. I want to start a new journey with you. Be my God. Be my Lord. Lead me. Speak to me. I want to live with you. Thank you, Jesus, that you will forgive, that from today you will be with me forever. Be my friend. You will be my father. If I don't have a father, you will be my provider. When I'm in the need, you will be all I need. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I will close here. Maybe some of you will have some thoughts to think through. I will ask you to stay with those thoughts. If deep in your heart, remain with those thoughts, allowing God to minister to you, to bring you to the repentance, to this narrow path that not many found it. This small path, not the wide way that leads to destruction, but a small path that leads to life. God is calling you to this small path. It doesn't matter how much pressure is it, it's worth going on this journey. This pressure brings the freedom. And as Apostle Paul says, Rejoice when you come into the pressure, to the pressure of olives, because we know that the oil is produced. I know Christ. You have a better relationship with Christ. You have a wisdom. And when sudden happen, you will be ready for that.